What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's one of the best stories in baseball this year. That's great. If he gets people to turn on the All-Star game, if he gets people to watch more baseball, I'm here for that. What he's done, the fact that the guy was the number one pick a year ago, goes out and says, I need to add another pitch. Okay, sure. And he adds another pitch. And by the way, it's the best splitter in baseball this year. That's amazing. Like, he is a great story. And if he's becoming must-see TV, that's fantastic for baseball as a whole, and obviously for the Pirates specifically.
Good afternoon, everybody. Andrew Filippone, Dottie Football, and Mr. 88. No longer a man now, famous for 9 straight threes. Breaking 90 at Oakmont will be his new claim to fame. I'm talking about the man across from me, Chris Mueller. In addition to a great round, now people saying self-deprecating Mueller must die because he's played Oakmont twice in the last 2 months. He is now a monthly guest at one of the most prestigious golf courses in America.
Congratulations
on all of your success.
On all of my success.
A lot of congratulations on all of your success in order here. You played well. You said you hit one of the greatest golf shots of your life off the air. And now I would say you're going to frame that scorecard, right? You have to. You have it. 44-44, the legend of 44, Chris Mueller. Adds up to an 88. That's very well done, Chris.
Thank you. I'm probably going to do something eventually with cards that have some sort of sentimental meaning or important like that. I want to get like a framed thing with like golf tees from courses.
That's a great Father's Day gift idea for Alex and the kids out there.
I never know what to ask for Father's Day.
There you go.
And that's
perfect.
One.
So, maybe the ball from the last hole?
I might actually. I will not bore people with the details, but number two, we know that the greens are hard there. I hit like a 40-footer. For a par from off the green, a putt with like 6 feet of break in it, which is awesome to just...
A 40-footer?
Well, you're like walking, it's downhill, you're walking after the ball, like just hoping... At Oakmont, you hope the ball stops, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like you just, if it's downhill...
What are the odds of you making a 40-footer from
So the exact putt that I made yesterday on number two, I was like laughing with my caddy, Eric, awesome dude, who's in a band. He wants to see if we'll play some of his band's music for bumpers, which I think we could probably do.
Sure, I'm down for that.
Yeah, he sent it to me. Unbelievably cool dude.
Nice tip from Mulsey?
Yes. I mean, I gave what I thought was a healthy amount because...
Over 50?
Oh, no. There's like a standard rate there. And then like a beyond that.
And you went beyond the standard?
Yeah, I went beyond the standard rate. We'll just keep that what it was. But
did Alex ask when you got home how much the tip was?
No, because you know what? Alex knows that these are rare things and that I don't
do this. Oh, yeah, super rare. You're going once a month now.
Well, no, she just knows that, like, it's not like I spend
money
on anything else.
Once in a blue moon, my ass.
I don't, like, spend money on expensive bottles of liquor or whatever. So... He and I were laughing after it went in because he gave me a perfect read. He was probably worth, I swear to God, 10 shots of the 13 I did better than last time or whatever. I think his advice...
That's an indictment on the caddy from the previous
I mean,
there.
It's just, I just felt like I had a little bit better reads. The caddy from the previous time wasn't bad. I mean, I'm sure it helped me that I was there for the
second
time.
The compliment.
He wasn't bad. This guy was just like, he was...
Way better.
I had a better playing experience, that's all, in terms of like what I scored. But he and I were laughing after I hit it and it went in. And I said, what? Maybe if I get 30 of these putts, maybe two of them go in from this spot. Maybe. And that was one of the two. Then, second time, two for two. What is the most famous hole at Oakmont? Church pews. What has Malzy done
birdie
twice?
Both.
No, I haven't birdied it both times. I doubled it the first time. 300 yards, split the fairway.
This guy, Donnie.
Malzy with a par. And then, Pony, 95 yards away in a fairway bunker with, I need to get up and down for par on the fourth hole. So 2, 3, and 4 was my best run. I hit a ball to 18 inches.
You know what we should do, Donnie, for content? We're always looking for content. You know that. Send the two of us out to a practice green somewhere. Put us 40 feet away. And we can't leave until one of us makes one. How long do you think we'd be stuck there?
No, somebody would do it in the first. If it's a 40-footer like I was hitting with all that break, if we could simulate that at all, in an hour, one of you is going to tap it in. One of you is going to hit. One of you is going to figure out, like, okay, this is roughly the line. This is roughly the speed. Other cool thing I'll say.
Are you confident that we would do that in less than an hour, Don?
Maybe not that quick. But
he's got a reputation, though, as a guy
soft
with some touch.
He said that yesterday. He said he's a man with soft touch.
He wouldn't bruise a baby's skin, you know, even if it was a tough customer.
Raving about the soft touch.
The last thing I'll tell you is they're going to have the U.S. Open there next year. They're building this crazy practice range. There is a little patch of grass between the 16th green and the 17th tee.
The Malzy spot?
No. They had to, for the USGA, who puts on the U.S. Open, obviously, they had to grow grass to a certain length as proof of concept. Hey, USGA, you want the rough at this length. Here is our patch of grass. We will grow the whole course to this length. So
they mailed it to him, like, no, a stool sample?
The USGA comes on site to look, right? And so me and the rest of the guys in my group were like dropping our golf balls in there as we walked to the 17th hole. All I'll say is to the pros playing that next year, the best in the world, good luck. I would not shoot 125 there if I were playing with the rough like that. It wouldn't matter how good caddy was, how good the reeds were. I'd have no chance.
All right. So one more congratulations on all your success
to
Malzy for playing Oakmont and shooting very well there yesterday. The ratings are out from the All-Star game. Pittsburgh had the highest rating, higher than any market. Philadelphia was next. They put a bunch of guys in the All-Star game. Their team has the best record in baseball. They like their team. They went to the World Series 2 years ago. They went to the NLCS last year. They are a super crazy sports town. We will see many of their hooligans in Pittsburgh this weekend when the Phillies come in for that series. And we were better than them. We were number one. Highest rating. I don't think that's ever happened before. I could ask Jim Trendinich, who is a Pirates historian now, has Pittsburgh ever had the highest local rating for an All-Star game? My guess would be no. And it's the Skeens effect. And here's what Paul Skeens has done. And this is a near impossible feat. He has brought back the casual fan. Now, we have for years, really, had discussions about this. Ever since the Pirates committed cardinal sin and traded Andrew McCutchen and traded Gerrit Cole and really punted on a team 2 years before that had won 98 games, since those acts, a lot of people have sworn off the Pirates, and we at various times have said things like, oh, they've re-signed Andrew McCutchen. Will this bring fans back? Oh, they signed Brian Reynolds to a contract extension. They spent some money. It's over $100 million. Is this what will bring fans back? Mm-hmm. Mitch Keller, ditto.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Skeens has done it.
Because he's
this
the best.
This proves it to me.
Because he's the best.
We've got empirical data now. We've got the numbers to back it up. This is not anecdotal. This is not
What's
person's
the actual
opinion.
Number? Did you get it? Did they show the number? Because I always am
not in terms of
what percentage
a number
of
that people would understand. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Because I'm always interested in just the basic share number, which is TVs tuned on in that market. That percentage basically were on the game. I bet you it was above a playoff game in a football.
Pop
market.
Is supposed to be on with us later once he gets done with a doctor's appointment. So hopefully everything goes well with that, and maybe he can put it in terms that all of our listeners can understand. But Paul Skeens is bringing back the casual Pirate fan. Many, I'm guessing from this number, many of the people who have said things like, I won't watch a game again until the owner sells the team. Mm-hmm. I won't watch a game again until they make a big free agent signing. They've broken their own rule. I've done that before. I've made a deal with myself. I've been on a diet or something. I'm not going to
do this until
I'm not going to eat this until this day. And then something comes up. Okay, I'll cheat on it a little bit. He's done that with people. He's done what is a very hard thing to do. I'll make another analogy. You have a horrible experience at a restaurant. You tell yourself, I'm never going back there. And then a year later, you find yourself, what the hell, give him another shot.
Or you go back there begrudgingly, but you have an experience that's so completely counter
you're
to the first
you went
one
back.
That
yeah.
you're like, you know what? I'm putting it back in the rotation. Yeah, I just, for me, it's twofold. It's the actual level of dominance, for sure. That's like a major thing. And then the other part of it is the actual way he's doing it. If he was pitching the way Greg Maddux used to pitch, where it was just sawing guys off and like a machine, just but rarely striking out a huge number and not overpowering anybody, it was a thinking man's exhibition out there, I wonder how much it would captivate people. Because as crazy as it sounds, for the 14 starts he got, Zach Duke's numbers, he wasn't undefeated like Skeens is. He was 8-2. The guy had a better ERA when he was a rookie. But Zach Duke was soft tossing it and just getting ground ball outs. There is something captivating in this sport about somebody throwing that hard. Just like, what gets more eyeballs on baseball from a hitting perspective? A guy chasing the batting title as a singles hitter. Let's say Freddie Sanchez hitting 345 or something like that, but he's hitting mostly singles and some doubles, right? Or a dude who maybe is going to hit 260, but he's going to hit a 500-foot home run every now and
well,
then.
Well, that's easy. I mean, they put 50,000 people in the stadium for the home run derby, not to
like
see
spectacles.
Somebody hit the ball
although
repeatedly
you know
between shortstop and third base.
Although, you know what we need to adopt here? The bunting contest that they have in Japan. Did you see that?
I have not.
They have a bunting derby where they put targets out there, and it's like, just hit it in the bullseye. We need that at the All-Star
game. I mean,
are
you surprised, Donnie, that one man has been able to get people back into Pirates baseball?
I mean, the one man is a generational talent, so I guess it's hard to say that I am too surprised. I mean, maybe this quickly, yeah. I didn't think that he would come onto the scene and be this dominant this fast.
I mean, Chris, on the day he started the All-Star game, brought up that he gets in his mentions on Twitter constantly people saying he'll be with the Yankees someday, he'll be with the Dodgers someday. Well, there's not enough of those people out there to keep them from watching the All-Star game, or maybe like they put that aside and they still can't keep their eyes off the guy because of how impressive he is.
Yeah, I think those people deep down, they
so they're
know.
Lying, they're still watching even though they're...
Well, they say what they say to me. They say what they say to me on Twitter as almost a defense mechanism because they know he is probably never... He's not going to play his whole career here. I think we all know that.
Yeah, but those people
and so they
deep
just
down...
Say it, They get out ahead of it, though. They want to get out ahead of their feelings. But Donnie's right. Deep down, they're geeked about this.
Yeah, and they're like, I better appreciate this guy for however long he's here.
Even when he pitches, the attendance numbers take off. This year, on average, it's 21,340 people a game at PNC Park, which is, I think, in the bottom 7 or 8 in baseball. When he pitches, it's 28,969 on average. So that's an extra 7,000 or 8,000 people per game.
Well, the other thing
that's
is
a pretty
too,
big jump.
The
that's
other
a
thing
big
is
walkout,
too.
Walkup crowd.
The other thing is too.
Last game sold
you
out.
You and I debated this in the run up to the draft when you said pick Skeens, and I said pick Dylan Cruz. I said give me the guy who you know plays every day of the week and whatever. And you said, well, he only gets 4 chances a game, maybe to impact it offensively. The pitcher controls the entire game. That's why a pitcher walkup I think would always be unless you have a Barry Bonds chasing history scenario, Pony. A pitcher walk-up would always be bigger because you're going to see that guy and he is involved in 100% of the plays while his team's in the field.
The Pirates posted the biggest All-Star Game TV rating of any city in America, and we know that's because of Paul Skeens. People weren't sitting around to watch Brian Reynolds pinch hit later in the game. 412-928-9370. My question for you is, are you one of these people that Paul Skeens has brought back to baseball and brought back to the Pirates? 412-928-9370. If you are, tell us why. 412-928-9370. I want to get people's thoughts here on the Paul Skeens effect and how he is bringing more eyeballs and putting more fannies in seats with the Pirates. Huge attendance numbers, biggest TV rating. Why are you back in on the Pirates because of Paul Skeens? 412-928-9370. Because there were obviously things that you said you wouldn't watch or you wouldn't go back because of X, Y, and Z. And now you are because of this guy. So tell us why. 412-928-9370. And the best call is going to win 2 tickets to PNC Park. Not to watch Paul Skeens, but to watch Def Leppard, Journey, and the Steve Miller Band. 412-928-9370. We got intern Sonny Gray fielding your calls. Donnie's got a headline, and we're right back on the fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider. Couple new segments here. Deadline debates. 12 days away from Major League Baseball's trade deadline, the PM team's deadline debates debuts in 15 minutes.
Deadline debates debuts. Say that four times fast.
Triple D.
Now, don't call it that. There's only one Triple D, and that stars the man, Guy Fieri.
Oh.
We're rolling out, looking to find Pittsburgh's best sports debates.
I know. The other thing that popped in my head with Triple D's was Donnie's girl, Sable.
Is there such a thing as a triple D? Like, obviously, there's D and double D.
I just thought about that.
In cup sizes, is there a triple D? Or do they just, why wouldn't they move up to E?
412-928-9370.
Well, my thought would be, why don't you just go right up to E?
Give us some bra information, Pittsburgh.
Brazier talk here on 93.7 The Fan.
Also, later on, it's back.
The PM team, Pittsburgh Sports Pantheon.
Yes.
I like the wind sound effects, like we're on Mount Sports here.
Like the annual the annual debate. Five current Pittsburgh sports athletes, one coach. The best of the best. Only five belong in one coach. Last year's list, Sidney Crosby, Cam Hayward, Minka Fitzpatrick, Evgeny Malkin, David Bednar, and Jeff Capel. Mm. Who stays? Who gets the boot? That's coming up later in the show.
It's a tough thing. Like, would you say it's a pretty big honor to manage to stay on it 2 years in a row? If somebody does, I mean, that feels like a pretty big deal.
Sid, ever since we started doing this in 2019, has made every list.
Well, paragon of consistency.
Yep.
How many different coaches have been on? Has any coach gone back-to-back years?
No.
Because Sullivan's had playoff failings. Tomlin's had playoff failings.
Right now, Jeff Capel, and there was a lot of debate and consternation last year because they thought the wrestling coach at Pitt or the volleyball coach at Pitt should have been on the list. We had those people hacked off.
Well, maybe they had a right to be hacked off.
So that's a discussion coming up later. 412-928-9370 on this Paul Skeens discussion on the MLB All-Star Game. The highest TV rating in the entire country was right here in Pittsburgh. That's because of Skeens. He's making people here watch baseball again. He's also making people go back to PNC Park as attendance has skyrocketed whenever Skeens pitches.
By basically what, 7,000 a game, roughly?
Yep. 21,000 up to almost 29,000 when he takes the bump.
So that, and then, correct me if I'm wrong, but my math would say that's like a 35% rise in attendance for those games.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
A lot of math there from me. Big math.
We also are giving away tickets to see Def Leppard, Journey, and Steve Miller Band. That song was a Steve Miller Band song, but now it's popular again because Eminem brought it back. I don't like that.
Well, that
I don't like borrowing these. Come up with your own beats. Come up with your own ideas. Don't just steal
Steve
Miller.
Even Rick James borrowed beats.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
So just come. Everything
create
should
your
be
own
all
stuff.
New. Somebody would tell
is
you
Is Steve
that
Miller getting paid off of this
probably,
by Eminem?
Probably. If Eminem formally sampled it, yes,
I think
he's
it should be a 50-50
money.
Split. You put the lyrics, you get 50% for the writing. I get 50%
But artists can sue you're obviously ripping off their song without crediting it and paying them. You can sue, and it's happened.
Well, I think he should get half.
It's happened. It's absolutely happened. I think it's nowhere near as wild, though, as Dreams by Fleetwood Mac coming back because that one dude in California was on a longboard just chugging Ocean Spray. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, and listening to it. He just had tattoos all over his face.
Yeah, he was just vibing.
I like
that
guy. And then,
like, Ocean Spray gave him a new car. What a story.
Here,
love that.
Here is Jeremy in PA. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah, so I have the Paul Skeens effect, definitely. I got DirecTV just for the All-Star game, and I made my whole family sit around and watch. They could have cared less.
Wait, you signed up for satellite TV service for literally one inning of a game?
Yes. I literally went to bed right after I saw him.
But isn't that kind of an expensive...
Jeremy, it's on local TV. All you needed was an antenna, brother. It wasn't on cable.
I did the five-day trial. I already canceled, so
okay,
we're good. But
man, I thought you went for like a year of satellite television just for one inning.
But correct me if I'm wrong, that was on over-the-air TV.
It was on over-the-air. He could have watched it on the
old... So where the hell is he? He must be in the boonies if he's got to get satellite and can't even get it on an antenna.
See, I always wondered, though, if you were way out in like the rural areas, wouldn't the signal come through clearer? Less stuff.
Well, when you were growing up without cable, did you have channels that came in good and ones that came in like crap?
Channel 2, Channel 11 came in great. 53, Fox 53, generally well. You know what was tough?
Four.
Monday Night Football was on 4, and the snow was all over that screen. You had to want to watch that game real bad, my friend.
Sonny Gray's in there like, that is a foreign concept to me.
Yeah, Sonny Gray has no idea like what we're talking about. There, if I say, like, yeah, the picture's a little snowy, anyone over the age of about 35, especially if you grew up without cable, knows what I'm talking about.
Here's Eric in Beachview next. Hello, Eric.
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, this is a generational, phenomenal talent, but he has not brought me back. The closest I've gotten was I listened to the first inning on the radio. I have not tuned in. I will not go back. I could care less, ultimately.
So you don't care that you're depriving yourself of, like, one of the great Pittsburgh athletes of all time? That you don't care about that? You're missing out on that.
That is potentially correct, and that's because Major League Baseball has failed so miserably in its existence as a league that it, to me, is a farce.
Well, what do you say about
watching
baseball? What makes baseball such a failure, though, as a league?
As a league? Well, first we have, you know, I won't even get into Bob Nutting and Pirates ownership. I will say the league is so upside down in the fact that you have these teams that spend these outrageous sums of money, and then you have teams like the Pirates, and they're all allowed to compete in the
same. Sure, it's not fair, and I want it changed too, but Chris, just help me out with this. Who's in first place in the American League right now?
Cleveland.
What's their payroll?
Not that high. I mean, higher than the Pirates because the Pirates are only above the A's, but it's not that high. The reason why I got like a little bit, challenging to that caller right there is this. I think most people, if they're trying to measure the success of a league, say, is the league financially healthy? Baseball is. Who knows what these regional rights bubbles will do that. But also, is there something resembling parity? Going back to 2015, Pony, so that's 9 years of baseball. How many different teams have won the World Series in 9 years? I'll spoil it for you. Eight.
Yep.
The Astros are the only repeat winner.
Yep.
You went Royals, Cubs, Astros, Red Sox, Nationals, Dodgers, Braves, then Astros again, and then Rangers. And then if you go back one more year, guess what? It's the Giants. So it's 9 different teams in 10 years. So tell me, if you are trying to evaluate the success or failure of baseball as a league, how is it bad that in 10 years, 9 different teams have won it all?
We'll get back to this ticket giveaway later. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township, because next up, it's deadline debates. So much discussion about what the Pirates are going to do at the deadline. Paul Zeiss had Taylor Ward ticketed for the Bucks. We'll talk to a Taylor Ward expert, an Angels insider. Is he still getting traded to Pittsburgh? You'll find out next. First, a Donnie headline. The inaugural edition of PM Team Deadline Debates, brought to you by no one as of right now.
We'll work on it.
We are 12 days away from the MLB trade deadline, so every day from now until the deadline on July 30th, we will bring someone on to highlight or give us the skinny on a Pirates trade target. Today, Taylor Ward. Why? Because Zeiss said Taylor Ward was getting traded to the Pirates like a week ago.
I think he deleted that tweet.
Oh, no. He went Bryant McFadden on us.
Because I tried to do my special Mulsey search.
Yeah.
And found nothing.
Well, let's talk to Sam Blum here, who has covered the Angels for a long time and has done a tremendous job at that with The Athletic. He is going to tell us what we need to know about this situation. Sam, when our Paul Zeiss reported that the Pirates and Angels were close to a deal, did you panic and say, oh, crap, I need to make sure that this is real or not real?
No, because, you know, this stuff just happens. And I'm sure, the Angels are going to be aggressive sellers, I think. And, you know, I imagine they're going to be trading a lot of their guys. I don't think that they're going to be making deals early, you know, to mid-June or July, excuse me. It would surprise me to some extent. I think, their best bet is going to be, waiting this out to see what, they can maximize the return they're going to get, especially for players that have years of control remaining that they're maybe more hesitant to get rid of. So I wasn't, I don't know if he deleted his tweet or not, but it didn't really move the needle.
It didn't even get on Sam Blum's radar, is what you're telling us. It didn't even make it to Blum's radar.
I saw it, and then I went back to my day.
Wow. Okay. I love it.
Sam, what kind of return do you think the Angels want? And I guess this is kind of two different questions. What do you think they would want for Ward, and what do you think they realistically can get for Taylor Ward?
You know, with Ward, it's like if they had traded, and when Ronald Acuna Jr. first got hurt earlier this year, I thought this was a prime, time to really trade Taylor to the Braves. The Angels and Braves have a really good relationship with, Perry Minasian coming from Atlanta, and Taylor Ward at that time was playing really well. The issue now with Taylor Ward is he is in an epic slump. I mean, really dating back 2 full months at this point.
Epic slump. I don't like the sounds of that. That sounds like Rowdy Tellez all over again for us.
Yeah, I mean, he's been hitting, I think, 160 since May. So, part of that is I'm not, I don't want to speak too out of turn, but I don't know if he's fully healthy. I mean, he crashed into a wall a couple of weeks back, and he came out of a game in Arizona in mid-June with, some back issue. So it's unclear to me if he's fully healthy. I think that's one thing. He goes on these spurts. I mean, in April he looked like he could be an MVP contender. I mean, this is what he does. He'll go for a month, 2 months, playing as good as any player in the AL. And then
so he's a feast or famine hitter, is what you're telling us, Sam.
I got to be honest. I'm on Baseball Reference while we're talking, looking at this. I think you scared me straight on Taylor Ward. The guy is basically a minor league ball player since the beginning of June.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, it's and again, I don't know how much of that is health.
How about the trade talks getting in his head a little bit? You think he's aware of everything that's flying around with him,
I'm
Sam?
Certain he is. Yeah, he definitely is. I don't know exactly where his head is at in terms of, wanting to go to a contender, he's been with the Angels his whole career. I mean, he was drafted in the first round by the Angels now like a decade ago. So yeah, I'm sure that whatever is coming up in the next month is the next couple weeks probably is to some extent something he's thinking about, something his family's bringing up to him. Something his friends are talking about, something his teammates are talking about. So, yeah, there's a lot of Angels players that are going to be going through this. I think that, Taylor Ward is an interesting player. I mean, he's got years of control. I think he can be a contributor on a good team. I think he can be a middle-of-the-bat, middle-of-the-order kind of bat on a good team as well. It's just a matter of can he get hot and can he figure it out? Because, I mean, if you look back to his 2022 season, I mean, the same thing kind of played out. He was really, really good the first 6 weeks, got banged up a little bit, had, really a couple tough months, and then in September was as good as anybody in the whole sport.
Does he have trouble, Sam, staying healthy in general? I'm looking at him, and I know COVID year obviously is different, number of games played, and I know he didn't become maybe a regular, player in the lineup until, maybe 2022, I guess, but suddenly I'm seeing not a lot of games played by Taylor Ward necessarily. Like last year, only 97 games.
Well, I mean, last year was a really tough situation, as you may or may not remember. He was hit in the face.
Completely forgot that was him. You're right.
Yeah, so he missed the rest of the year after that.
Right.
And I also think that is something that can be playing a factor in this season. If you look at kind of some of the underlying numbers with him, I've talked to them quite a bit about he believes that pitchers are throwing inside to him more now, maybe to get him off the next pitch. And I'm not certain, but I believe that maybe that strategy is somewhat effective, even if it is a strategy. He's also swinging a lot less on balls inside. And so I think that's another part. This might be in his head to some extent. And, you know, I think that's something he's acknowledging to, you know, it's not been easy to kind of just like stop thinking about pitches coming up and in. He was hit in the head again about a week or two ago. Thankfully, he has the C-flap on this time, and it was pretty much the exact same pitch, a fastball to the helmet, but it thankfully did not hit him in the face. But, yeah, I mean, this is stuff that I think he's still dealing with. That being said, I mean, I imagine he's going to be a productive major league player moving forward. There are questions right now about, you know, how much this is all impacting him and how healthy I think he truly is. Now, he's playing every day, but he's gotten banged up.
Where's he playing, Sam? Where's his best position?
He's a left. I mean, he's played right field in the past, and, you know, he has played center field in the past, too, but he actually played all over. I mean, he's caught. He came up as a catcher.
Wow.
Moved to third base. Neither of those really worked. And the outfield has been pretty good. I mean, as a left fielder last year in particular, he was very good. I think, you know, he's been, like I said, looks a little tight out there nowadays, so I don't know if there's some issue there. But he's in the past and has the capability of being a very, very good outfielder, corner outfielder.
Top 100 prospect you think needed to get him?
You know, it's so tough to assess these returns. I mean, I think, you know, if you're the Pirates and, you know, there are a couple games out there, I think if Perry's doing his job as a GM, he's, you know, recognizing that this is a seller's market and that there are a lot of teams that kind of that could use an outfield bat, a corner outfield bat. I don't necessarily know. I mean, maybe I think the Angels don't even really have a top 100 prospect right now. I mean, they maybe have one in Cade and Dana. So I think they would like that. But, you know, I think players on that fringe or, you know, in that conversation, you know, could maybe get a deal done, but it's also so much is going to be up to Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, if he's even willing to, you know, trade guys with years of control remaining. That's a big question for the Angels at the deadline is
interesting.
How much are they willing to punt on next year as well? And, you know, if you know anything about Artie and the Angels, they like to kind of sell the idea of contention, even if there isn't really a possibility for that. So that'll be really interesting to me, honestly, is how they approach this deadline. And, you know, it could give them some more leverage in theory if, you know, they're saying, well, we don't really need to trade a guy like Caleb Ward. We don't need to trade a Luis Renifo or a Tyler Anderson. We can just hold on to those guys. And maybe, you know, I don't personally think that's smart in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, it does give them a little bit more power in a negotiation if they're, you know, not desperate to offload some of these players.
Sam, thank you for settling this deadline debate for us. We appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you. Sam Blum from The Athletic on the Angels.
I don't want Taylor Ward to be on the Pirates anymore. Nope.
I'm out. Yep, Donnie, want to make it 3-for-3 here?
Yeah. That is one of the most effective guest spots we have ever had. I want nothing to do with Taylor Ward.
Jeez, I didn't know that. I
forgot he was the guy who got
hit in the head.
Yeah.
And he said it still might be in his head.
He turned the tide on him quickly.
Oh, my God. He said, well, he's in a 2-month slump, and then everything went downhill from there.
See, this is why we do the deadline debate segment. Exactly.
Sponsor this segment right now. This is the first one we ever did. You've got like 12 days out there, Pittsburgh.
Law firms
to put
like
your
to
name
debate.
On this.
Maybe we can get a nice law firm involved here. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low of 59 degrees. Coming up next, a Steelers insider throwing out an interesting Brandon Ayuk trade proposal. You'll hear it next. We'll be right back. It's the PM team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.